Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. President Joe Biden is at it again, although, you know, I'm just referring back to his latest speech he gave, where he quite literally threatened Americans with unprecedented military action in his attempt to justify the most radical anti-gun agenda ever thrust into the nation. But seeing as how I'm now joined by my guest, he is a writer that he would probably, if I said he was without peer, he would not like that. But more people read his stuff in the gun culture than anybody else, and that is Dean Weingarten. How you doing, sir?
I am doing very well, thank you.
So tell me, you know, I'm looking at this. You know, we never talked about this Yahoo. John Earl Sullivan.
Yes. Well, there's what happened is that this FBI agent wrote the indictment for him, and that became a public document on the court. And it's rather amazing because he goes into considerable detail about how John Sullivan was very clear in that he wanted to provoke violence at the January 6th event, and he was not a Trump supporter, and that he felt he accomplished his mission. I mean, it's pretty blatant, and in his own words. So when people ask if there were agent provocateurs at January 6th, well, there were. And one of them, well, we know there was at least one for certain, and his name's John Sullivan.
Now, this guy was supposedly an Antifa member?
He's a BLM supporter. I'm not certain if you could call him an Antifa member. He describes himself as a BLM supporter. He was he's charged with, remember that shooting, I think it was in Colorado, and where somebody drove through a BLM or Antifa demonstration, and somebody inside shot at them, and they wounded someone. Well, John Sullivan is supposed to be one of the people who organized that. And he is, you know, he was charged with it, and then he was let out on bond. Well, when he was charged by this FBI agent about the actions on January 6th, he was let out on bond as well. I don't think they gave, required a bail amount of any significance. And he is quoted as saying that President Trump had to be, quote, ripped from office. So there is no way that you can claim that Sullivan is a Trump supporter, just the opposite. And it's John Earl Sullivan. And this, I have to give, I've been kind of critical of the FBI of late, but this was an FBI agent who was from Salt Lake City, and he did a superb job in writing up this affidavit for the indictment. He quotes John Sullivan in his own words. He has access to recordings that are, that access is included in the affidavit. I mean, it's just amazing. There are hundreds of people, or there have been anyway. I don't know how many are still in custody in D.C. without bond and constant excuses being used to keep them there. And yet John Sullivan was released on bond almost immediately, even though he clearly did damage. He even has video of himself breaking a window inside the Capitol. I mean, that's much worse than many of the evidence for many of the Trump supporters who are still in custody in D.C.
And he was let go with no cash bail, right?
As I recall, there was no bail for him. It was just a recognizance bond, you know, just signed for it. And let's see if I can find the reference. But it doesn't appear like he had any bond at all. Let's see. I believe that's the case. He was released without bail. It says from the, this is from the Epoch Times, John Sullivan, an activist who supports Black Lives Matter and opposes President Donald Trump, was released conditionally without bail on Friday after he was arrested and charged for his alleged activities at the U.S. Capitol and the breach of the building on January 6th. And that's only, let's see. He was arrested in Utah previously and charged with, he was arrested on January 14th, afterwards, and charged with violent entry, being on restricted grounds, disorderly conduct, and interfering with law enforcement. But no, he did not have to post any bail.
So, I wonder, you know, Kamala Harris had a, although I think that might have been Minneapolis. But she was involved with some group that was raising bail for the valiant protesters. And
I think this was for I can't swear that in her case it was national, but there was a fund set up that was national that covered protesters. But you had to be the right flavor. It wasn't just any particular protester.
Right.
It was a number of protesters had the approval of particular identity groups. So if you were a Trump supporter, you were not the flavor required in order to take advantage of that program.
Well, I mean, it's a bunch of racists. It's Black Lives Matter. They're, you know, they're just racists. It's okay to say that. It doesn't hurt my feelings for you to say that.
I think they're racist because they favor... they have a disfavored race, which they say are white people,
yeah.
And those people are to be punished, and they are out of favor because they claim that they're inferior. Well, actually, I'm not sure they claim they're inferior. Oh, they claim they're evil.
Yeah, that's what
evil by birth.
You hang on for me. You can find Dean's. This article is at amoland.com regarding Mr. Sullivan here. You can check that out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
there's no such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking. Yeah, you know, as far as Black Lives Matter goes, you know, I've heard that one of the January Sixers, as they call them, she's 49 years old, she's a grandmother, she's Caucasian, and her public defender has advised her to renounce and apologize for her whiteness when she goes to court.
I think she needs another attorney.
Well, I mean, this whole thing, I'm not naive. I know that there are racists out there that are white.
Certainly.
But, it's a very small percentage of America. Are we to believe that America is a much less tolerant country now than it was in 1964 when the Democrats, the Democrats held up the Senate, business in the Senate for 60 days while they filibustered the Civil Rights Act.
Yes. But this is not really about racism. Racism is just a tool, just another means to advance the revolution in this case. That since you can't very well attack the United States about on the economy, because the United States has done better than just about anywhere else in the world or historically ever, and so they use race as a cudgel to get the power they want. It's just Marxism clothed in racist terms. So
they're
impervious to reason.
Every time they're talking, though, every time they're running their mouth on the left, right, while they're out there, they're out there telling us how horrible we are and how we're this, we're that, and at the same time, if we didn't have some token resistance on our borders, we would be overrun, top to bottom, left to right. We would have people coming into the country all over the place.
We only have a little bit of resistance now because the Biden administration has made it very clear that the border is open. Welcome, come one, come all. They say, didn't Kamala herself say that El Paso is the new Ellis Island?
Well, she also got out there and said, don't come. But, that's don't come to the United States. But, got to consider the source. What I'm saying, though, is that right now, They're very happy about what's going on in New York because they've got a bill coming before New York that's going to be going up against the PLCAA, where they're going to be able to sue gun manufacturers. And at the same time, they're out there telling all these states that have pushed Second Amendment sanctuaries, hey, what about that supremacy clause? I mean, they're constantly contradicting themselves with a straight face. They do it with a straight face.
Right. Because the only ethical standard they have is, does it advance what I want or not? Doesn't have to be consistent in any other way. And unfortunately, or from what we see, is what they want also changes on a daily basis, other than they want complete power to do whatever they want. And it is, they promise anything, of course, as long as they get power. Then what happens after they're in power, well, that's another matter. They're very good at making promises and breaking promises.
Well, we get to see what happens when they're in power. I mean, right now, hanging on there, this probably means nothing to you. There used to be this group called Public Enemy. And one of the characters in the group, they were a hip-hop group, was a kid named Flavor Flav, and he wore a clock, but like a wall clock around his neck, like it was a watch. And hanging around the neck of the Democrats is his crime surge. And this is theirs. They own it. If they want to get out there and say, well, there's systemic racism, well, guess what? You're running everything. You are the system. prior to that, the only thing you didn't have was the Senate and the presidency, and you ran all the rest of the system. So what are you talking? Yeah, and, you know, and that's true.
Well, because again, part of their intrinsic makeup is never to take responsibility for anything. And whatever, they could have complete power, as you say, over almost everything, and they will still say that it's somebody else's fault when things don't turn out perfectly.
Yeah,
it is how they work. They will never take responsibility, no matter what happens. And they treat criminals the same way. Even if the criminal acknowledges what he did, he confesses, and he said, I did it for this, they will say, no, because of your repression, you don't know why you did it. It was for other reasons. You just think it was for that, but we know different. I mean, it's why we see these absurd contradictions where someone is a practicing Muslim. He's a convert. He believes in the more violent aspects of Islam. He kills multiple people. He has a signed statement as to why he's doing it, which is to further Islam. He calls up the police and says, this is why I am doing it. I don't want it misunderstood. He's on record, on tape, explaining it. But then, after it's over, and they're trying to figure out why it happened, it wasn't because of radical Islam. It was something else. It was racism, or it was, the U.S. acted badly. So,
yeah.
And I said that it's hard for ordinary people to realize the depth at which the other side is willing to lie and obfuscate in order to get their way. And they really don't care. And they will repeatedly lie and change position if they feel that's in their best interest.
Right.
At the drop of a hat. They have no compunction about it at all.
Hang on, Foreman. We're coming up on the next break. You can find Dean's stuff, which is nearly 1,800 articles. That's just partial. That's partially his stuff. You can find the nearly 1,800 articles at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld is dead. His family says the man who served in that role under two presidents died at the age of 88 in New Mexico. His family called him an American statesman. Rumsfeld served in both the Gerald Ford and George W. Bush administration. Bill Cosby isn't taking questions following his release from prison. Cosby appearing in front of his home outside of Philadelphia with his attorneys, but would not speak after reporters tried to ask him several questions.
Mr. Cosby, how does it feel to be home?
Well, he is extremely happy to be home. He looks forward to reuniting with his wife and his children.
Cosby's attorney speaking there. Cosby seems to be in frail health and needed help walking outside of his home. You're listening to USA Radio News. The jobs picture is looking even better as the country gets back to normal. ADP saying private payrolls rose by 692,000 in June, while experts were expecting that number to be around 550,000. The boost was helped by more than 330,000 jobs being added in the hospitality sector. Other sectors seeing gains were education and health services, construction, and manufacturing. The snafus continue regarding counting all the votes in New York's mayoral primary.
Voting integrity fails in New York. The New York City Board of Elections apologized late Tuesday after election officials removed the latest vote tally from the Democrat mayoral primary from its website following a data error. 135,000 test ballots were counted along with actual ballots, resulting in frontrunner Eric Adams' significant lead being cut. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we sort of went, we got away from some of the stuff he's written just because it was sort of like an offshoot. Let me ask you a question. After we have these little conversations about some of the stuff that you haven't written about, does that ever get creative in your mind for you?
Well, yes, many times it does, but it's often because what we discuss is something I may already be working on or have in the back of my head.
Right.
Because it is in the news. It's part of the discussion. So yes, that does happen. And very often it's like the genesis of the idea is there, but discussing it with you helps to sharpen the image and give me a little more direction as to what I'm actually looking at.
I may have to start my own consulting firm, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, now, where would you like to go now? Because it looks like you've gotten into the pipeline again.
Yes, let's look at this ban, well, the removal of the ban on gun mufflers, silencers, and suppressors in Texas.
Okay.
And it passed in the last session, and it was signed a few days ago by Governor Greg Abbott, I think just about 2 weeks ago on the 15th of June. And it didn't get near as much publicity as the constitutional carry bill or the Second Amendment sanctuary bill, but it's a very significant bill, in my opinion.
And what happened was is that Texas kind of followed the sort of mainstream, should I say, or general trend on suppressors, where they didn't have any ban on suppressors, and then, oh, it's about 18 years ago, it appears, they banned suppressors or silencers or gun mufflers. In Texas, they just had an outright ban on them, but they allowed people to have them with an affirmative defense if they had a tax stamp under the National Firearms Act. Well, this is all well and good, and most people would realize that if you're arrested because you have a suppressor, and even though it's approved of by the federal government, you most likely would not be prosecuted under Texas law, but you have to present the evidence. You have to say, yes, this is the affirmative defense. And if somebody doesn't, you know, if a prosecutor, say, like the ones in D.C., doesn't like you or doesn't like your politics, they could still prosecute you and make you go to court, even though you have a very good defense that's recognized under the law. And so that was about 73. And then in, I think it was 2014, there was an article at Ammoland that explained this. And then in 2017, they got rid of the affirmative defense and just put a ban into law that clearly accepted those people who had a tax stamp. So you no longer had to worry about an affirmative defense. Texas law said if you had a tax stamp, you're okay. You know, you're not going to have to prove it in court. You have it. And then this last year, signed into law on the 15th of June, they took away the ban in Texas, going back to the pre-73 law, which was there was no Texas ban on having suppressors, and they no longer require you to have a federal tax stamp. And there's two other parts of the law that are just rather amazing, and that is the non-commandeering doctrine, which essentially the Supreme Court has stated and held on several different occasions that the federal government can't force a state to do what the federal government wants it to do. In other words, they can't force sheriffs or state police or local police to enforce federal law. And we've seen this with the sanctuary city situations where local officials blatantly say, we are not going to enforce federal immigration law. And in fact, we will work against you because we don't want you to go after people who are breaking immigration law. We want them to be safe and secure from federal officers. So we will even go to considerable lengths to make sure that those people are not arrested under federal law. Well, Texas has done a similar thing for suppressors, and that is they say that if you are a Texas official and your department or the people you work for aids in the enforcement of federal suppressor law, in the National Firearms Act we're talking about, then they will take away the funding for that department or agency from the state of Texas for the next year. I mean, this is very strong incentive for any agency in Texas not to enforce any suppressor law by the federal government. And there is no suppressor law under the Texas law. So if you, once this law goes into effect, which won't be until the 1st of September, now, very important, this does not go into effect
right
until the 1st of September, so don't, you know, decide that you can do anything you want with suppressors before the 1st of September. And even then, there's caveats. But once it goes into effect, it's going to be very hard for someone to get arrested for the illegal possession of a suppressor in Texas. They're going to have to work at it. I'm not saying it can't be done. I mean, if you break federal law.
I guess my problem, I guess my issue comes up. When the ATF shows up, if they're selling, who's going to be selling these suppressors? And do they have a caveat in the law to where the sellers of suppressors are also going to be protected from from the federal authority?
We're getting a lot more, you know, difficulties there because Texas does have a part of the law that says it sets up a test case. And I want to talk about that. I want to finish a little bit about how you would have to get arrested. You basically have to brag or put out for the public, I'm breaking federal law, come arrest me.
Right.
And people do that. They did it in Kansas when Kansas passed a similar law.
Yeah.
Is people said, hey, the state protects me. I am blatantly breaking federal law, and you can't do anything about it because the state says you can't, which wasn't exactly the way the law was worded there.
Let's get into that when we get back. We got this last break to get through. This is very, very interesting, simply because of the conundrum the federal government finds themselves in. And, I mean, I'll point something out to Mr. Weingarten when we get back. Now, you can find this article that he's talking about the Texas suppressor incident here, this going on, the affair with this, at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and I had to slow your roll there. If you'd like to reestablish that momentum now, feel free.
Okay. What I was saying is that for someone to be arrested on federal charges of possession of an illegal suppressor or silencer, as it states in the law, in Texas, once this law goes into effect, they will have to work at it. And by working at it, I mean they'll have to publicly make it apparent that they have a suppressor that is not authorized with a tax stamp from the Treasury. So they have to somehow go on social media and say, look what I got. I built this suppressor myself, and I didn't pay any $200 tax, and nobody can do anything to me. And that is when you come under the attention of the ATF. Well, let's look at this test case. It's perfect. This guy admits that he made this thing and it's not taxed. Why? We've got probable cause to go to his home and search him and arrest him right now. I mean, that's the type of thing I'm talking about. In Kansas, that's essentially what happened. The two people there who, I believe, had perfectly legitimate and innocent intentions. One of them started having suppressors that were made and selling them without the tax stamp in Kansas, and it was very public and very open, and then another person bought one of them very publicly and very openly. So if you're willing to work that hard to make a test case so the federal government can arrest you and possibly throw you in jail, you will still be able to be arrested and charged in Texas for violation of the National Firearms Act when it comes to suppressors. But barring that sort of intention or deliberate display of federal breaking of the NFA, it's going to get hard to get arrested. And almost no one gets arrested in Texas for suppressors now. Texas has more legal suppressors in its borders than any other state. Over 400,000 legal suppressors in Texas. And now, when this law goes into effect, if somebody sees somebody using a suppressor, first, they won't know whether it's legal or illegal because unless they go up to the person and ask them, do you have a tax stamp? And the person is foolhardy, I think that's the right word, enough to say, oh, no, I don't need no tax stamp. I'm in Texas. Well, the federal government still can enforce their laws even if Texas is unwilling to. But barring that level of blatant abuse of the discretion in Texas law, it's going to get hard to get arrested. In my searches on apprehensions, you know, arrests in Texas, I could only find one arrest in Texas for illegal possession of a suppressor in the last 5 years. One. And in the article, I detailed the name and where it happened, and the guy had serious mental problems, and he was doing things like driving around without a license. And, you know, so it's just going to be hard. You'll have to work at it, but it could happen. Now, the way the law is written, it says that if you are planning on making a suppressor in Texas, but you're worried about getting arrested under the federal law, you can write to the Texas Attorney General, who's Ken Paxton, a very pro-Second Amendment guy at this time, and say, I'm worried about federal law, even though it's legal in Texas for me to make this suppressor, the federal government might come and arrest me because they claim it's not legal. And then Ken Paxton, under the law, is required to take that concern to federal court and ask a federal court to make a determination as to whether the Texas law, which talks about the Second Amendment, the 14th Amendment, and the 10th Amendment, and says the federal government doesn't have the power to enforce this law if the suppressor is made in Texas or kept in Texas, then the Ken Paxton has the obligation under the law to take that case to court and see if the federal district court will grant a finding that the Texas law is constitutional. So that is a way to test the law, and it would be under the Interstate Commerce Clause because they're saying there was no interstate commerce. Now, the problem is interstate commerce has come to mean, under federal court decisions, anything. And that was under a case called Raich, R-A-I-C-H. And essentially, it said people growing marijuana in their own home for their own use in California, when it was legal under California law, was interstate commerce because their growing of marijuana might somehow affect the illegal commerce in marijuana in the rest of the country. Therefore, it could be regulated by the federal government. I think that is an absurd finding because it's almost impossible to find anything then that is not regulated under the Interstate Commerce Clause. And if that's what was meant in the original Constitution, why would they say interstate commerce? Just say commerce, because commerce covers everything. Interstate commerce implies there is some commerce that is not regulated by the federal government, and that would be the case that Ken Paxton would bring forward. So in the future, when this law goes into effect on the 1st of September, I highly recommend do not make a suppressor, and then go on social media and brag about it and said, I made this under the new Texas law. The federal government can't do anything to me because they can. They still have the power to arrest you and do search warrants, and they might be just looking for someone who is so foolish as to make such a claim and to do it publicly. Now, they haven't done much of that in the past because, as I said, I only could find one arrest in the last 5 years. But I did find a couple of cases over the whole country, not in Texas, where people ordered things that the federal government said were suppressors, imported from outside the United States, and then they are in the process of prosecuting them and saying that they illegally imported a suppressor. It's a little different, but it's still a violation of the NFA that they're looking at because of the illegal importation. So that could still happen. You know, if you order something, you know, that says, this is not a suppressor, it's a fuel filter, but it has holes in it that look a lot like a suppressor, and by the way, it'll work for .22 caliber, and you know, we'll send it to right to your doorstep. I would be a little leery about something like that because you might find that the federal government is monitoring that sort of information going across the email and the internet, and they monitor credit cards. And we just have this recent case, and I haven't read the particulars on this case, but I have been told that in California they just arrested somebody, and the reason they used to have a warrant to search his house is that his credit card was linked to a website that sold these auto sears that are available particularly for Glocks.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're about to run out of time. Will you be available, do you think, this coming Friday? Or are you going to be doing something celebratory?
I expect to be available on Friday. I should have all my training obligations done by then. And so I expect to be with you on Friday.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening.
It is always a pleasure. I always enjoy being on the show.
Yes, sir. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.